Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 22:15-19. Genesis chapter 22, the verses 15 to 19. Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me. Then they returned to the servants and traveled back to Beersheba, where Abraham continued to live. My theme for reflection is faith that confirms what grace has already promised. Faith that confirms what grace has already promised. Someone has said that receiving a gift is one thing, but truly appreciating it is another. You can be handed something valuable and still not realize its worth until you begin to use it, live with it, and see how it changes your life. In many ways, faith works like that. In Genesis 22:15-19, we arrive at the quiet aftermath of a dramatic moment. Abraham has walked to the edge of the unthinkable, and God has intervened. Now, instead of a command, Abraham hears a reaffirmation, a voice from heaven repeating promises already given long before. Descendants as numerous as the stars, blessing for all nations through him. At first glance, nothing seems new, and yet everything has changed. These words echo earlier promises in Genesis 12:15-18. God had already chosen Abraham, already declared blessing over his life, and already set a future in motion. Those promises were never earned. They were given freely. But here, after the test, Abraham's obedience does not create the promise, it confirms it. What was once believed is now embodied. What was once hoped for is now trusted at a deeper level. This is where the text speaks powerfully into our lives today. We often struggle to hold together grace and obedience. We either think we must earn God's favor, or we assume that faith requires nothing of us. But this passage shows a more beautiful truth. God's promises are gifts, but obedience allows us to experience their depth. Lent, in particular, becomes a season where we do not earn God's love, but we learn to live within it more fully. John Calvin once wrote, "Faith alone justifies, but the faith that justifies is never alone." Abraham's life illustrates this. His faith is not merely a belief held in the mind. It is a trust lived out in action. And in that lived trust, the promises of God become more than words. They become reality. Scripture confirms this pattern. In James 2:22, we read, "Faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works." This does not contradict grace, it completes the picture. Faith receives, and then faith responds. Consider a simple story. A young woman was told again and again that she was deeply loved by her family. But years of distance and misunderstanding made it hard for her to believe. One day she decided to return home, not because she was certain of what she would find, but because she chose to trust the promise. As she stepped back into the relationship, she began to experience the love that had always been there. It had not been earned in that moment. It had always existed, but her decision to act allowed her to finally feel it. That is the movement of this passage. God's promises stand firm, but as we walk in trust, they become more tangible, more real, and more deeply known. And often the promise does not unfold all at once. It begins in ways that feel small, almost unremarkable. What has been spoken about abundance and blessing can seem distant at first, hard to measure against ordinary days. Yet it starts to take shape in quiet, steady ways. A door opens where none seemed possible. Strength holds in a moment that once would have undone everything. Subtle but real signs emerge, pointing to a life that is part of something larger. At first, there can be hesitation, a quiet uncertainty about how such a vast promise could truly include ordinary lives. Words about countless descendants and far-reaching blessings may feel too wide and even too distant. But over time, it becomes possible to notice that what God has promised is already at work, not only in visible outcomes, but in the steady unfolding of everyday life. What seems small is not insignificant. It is the beginning of something that multiplies, grows, and reaches further than could have been imagined. Trust, then, is not a single step, but a way of walking. It is the repeated choice to believe that what has been spoken will come to pass. And somewhere along the way, the promise is no longer distant or abstract. It becomes something solid enough to stand on, something that holds firm, and something that in time overflows beyond the individual into the lives of others. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what in your life has God already given you a promise that you struggle to fully trust? Number two, what step of obedience might help you experience that promise more deeply? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one area where you sense God calling you to trust Him more. Take a small concrete step of obedience and reflect on how that step shapes your awareness of God's presence. Faithful God, we thank you that your promises are gifts of grace, not rewards for our efforts. In this Lenten season, teach us to trust you more deeply and to walk in obedience with open hearts. Help us to move from simply knowing your promises to truly experiencing them. Strengthen our faith, guide our steps, and draw us ever closer to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.